Militants belonging to Boko Haram continue to terrorize communities in northeastern Nigeria. In the past days alone, tens of people have been killed or injured there, and in neighboring Chad, Cameroon and Niger. WFP says Boko Haram violence will continue to push more people into hunger and suffering. According to a report released by WFP and other UN agencies on Tuesday, the number of people in need of food assistance has risen to 4.5 million. That's nearly twice as many as in March. WFP's Bettina Lusha believes there is worse to come.
We are concerned it could go up even to another 1 million in this country that is so hard hit by Boko Haram. Our people on the ground are worried about that we still don't have enough access, that we could find even more people suffering.
Boko Haram's aim is to create an Islamic State in the north of the country. Its terror tactics are hitting the poorest people hardest. WFP's Bettina Lusha again.
What we are, of course, particularly concerned about are some 65,000 people that are estimated to be facing famine-like situations. As the rains are setting in, the lean season goes on, we really are concerned that more hunger and devastation is going to be visible.
The UN Food Agency is scaling up its response, aiming to reach over 700,000 people with food and cash assistance in the coming months. But it says to do so it needs $52 million. And UN Partner Agency, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, says it needs more money as well to support millions of people who have been forced to flee their homes because of the insurgency. Here's IOM's Joel Millman.
We're pointing out that IOM Nigeria is in need of significant financial support to provide continued shelter, displacement tracking and biometric registration, and other needs of that displaced population.
Nigeria's army is continuing to battle Boko Haram. There were press reports that several insurgents were killed in airstrikes last Friday. Meanwhile, some areas formerly held by the group have been liberated. UN health experts have arrived in the city of Maiduguri and are looking at how to scale up emergency response activities to assist hundreds of thousands of people in desperate need of health services. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.